Today's scripture reading is from Mark chapter 1, verses 29 through 31. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
So, first we pray. Then we show up where God calls us to go. Then we bring our gifts, be it our time, our talents, our skills, or our offering, and we lay them before God. And then we get to the fourth vow, service, because then we serve. Let us pray. Most gracious God, you have called us to be in this place today. Help us to hear your word. Help us to listen for it and to think of ways in which you have called us to be out there as well. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. So, probably circa 1999, there was a band called Audio Adrenaline. They might still exist, but there was a song when I was in college that I heard, and it became a mantra. And maybe I've shared that with you, but it was a song that just grabbed me and still really speaks to part of my faith journey, or my life journey, I guess, where my faith lives out. And in that song, it says, "I'll be your hands, I'll be your feet, I'll go where you send me, and I'll try to touch the world like you touched my life. And I'll find my way to be your hands." That song has been stuck in here and in here for most of my, well, I guess now half of my life, right? Yeah. But I invite you, as we consider this fourth vow of membership, which is really a vow of our stewardship, because once you become a member, now you become a steward of this church. But I'd like you to consider how your participation in service to the world is part of how you serve and love God. There's two ways that we're sometimes invited to think about our actions towards God: mercy and works of acts of mercy and works of piety. So piety is the worship or the prayer, the communion that we participate in, reading scripture. Piety, how we love God or bring us into God's presence, those things that bring us into God. And then there's the second part, the acts of mercy, the acts of compassion and justice, or how we love on God's people, how we love on the people whom God loves. And that's where service fits in. Be it the story from Luke 5, where those gentlemen kindly disrupt the roof of the place where Jesus was, yeah, and they lowered their friend in and received healing, right, for the paralyzed man. Be it that story or the one today where the woman is ill with fever and Jesus reaches out and touches her and she bounces right back to serve them all in that place, right? Or another story that you may have heard of a time when Jesus loved on someone and it caused them to be so full of energy and excitement that healing brought them to serve. Service is the doing, the being the hands and feet of our Almighty in this world, loving on those whom God loves. It seems that every scripture I read about belief or healing or forgiveness feeds into another story of someone reaching out and offering care. It's like it can't stop with the action or what's received by God, but it's called to do more, each character. Now, this may be true or false for you, and I don't expect you to answer out loud, right? But consider this. Someone told me that although I am willing to serve blindly and willingly for all, I do my best work, my most determined, most passionate, crazy, difficult work for those whom I love. Last week, I asked you what you were willing to sacrifice and for whom. Who were you willing to sacrifice for? And this week, I'm going to ask you, and how? And how are you willing to sacrifice? How, and then for whom do you serve? What passions of your heart cause you to do crazy, beautiful things out there in the world? And how do those things reflect your love for Jesus? I love that. I'm glad I was reminded of that finger prayer, right? Of people, of being able to look in and see the people, right? Because that's what we're doing. That's what we've been doing the last 3 weeks and what we're going to do again next week, right? Is we're talking about how we be the people of the church, knowing that the church isn't limited to this structure or even to the title or which denomination or membership for which we want to hold, but the church is the people who do God's work in the world. And if we're going to be the people who do God's work in the world, who are on Jesus' team, then we need to think about what that means and how we can do it. And what I hear in our scripture today of that woman who got up and served was, first I hear her faith. She had the kind of faith that could move mountains, or believed that she could be present in a room full of men where she wasn't invited, right? She believed that if Jesus would touch her, just like that woman who was bleeding, who reached out and touched Jesus' cloak, right? Oh, and he says, "Who touched my cloak?" Right? And some like to read it like that, like he was really upset about it, right? But he wasn't. He was curious. But that woman had enough faith to believe that even if she just got a touch of Jesus, she would be healed, right? And then there's that soldier who's not supposed to be one to talk to Jesus because he was like on the other team, right? And he asks Jesus, "Would you come and heal my girl?" Right? There's Lazarus, who was brought back from the dead. People, he was like stinking dead, like actually smelly dead, right? But there was enough faith in that room and in Jesus and in the loving and healing power of God that even Lazarus came back from the dead. That's what it means to be the church. And I know today we're talking about service and mission, right? So maybe I'm stuck on the wrong thing with our faith, but I think you can't do those things unless you have that kind of faith. The kind of faith that says, my hands and my feet, when given for God's work, are going to do something that matters. That they're actually going to be helpful. Some of you may know, or maybe you have gathered by now, that I like to travel. I haven't done it now in almost 5 years. I've been almost nowhere. But before that, I saw much of the world. And one year, the year that I was in Denver, 2011 to 2012, I was an intern in a big church. Like we would fill the chapel maybe, right? But I was an intern in a big church, and they did big things, right? But that church also does very important things. They do mission trips. And they would go at least 2 times a year to Guatemala as a church. They formed a partnership years ago with people down there, and they contribute greatly to one particular area of the country. They keep going back to the same area. They were fundamental in building a school, and like a real school with like classrooms and doors and levels. I think it was 3 stories, right? And it's called the John Wesley School, and their children come to learn. They have built homes in Guatemala, and they've rebuilt what they called the cornstalks school, because originally the walls were just cornstalks, but every time the wind blew, everything blew off your desk. Yeah, so they took the cornstalk walls down and built with concrete block the walls of that school. They support children's education through financially adopting children or families. They bring milk to villages in the winter, and they helped build chicken coops and purchase chickens so families could provide for themselves. And the year that I was there, the year that I was in Denver, I was asked to go along on this mission trip. And I was a little nervous, because it had been already a year where I have had to say no to many important things because, like, I didn't have the money to do that. Yeah. So I smiled greatly, and then the senior pastor said, "No, a family has generously offered to pay for you to go on the trip as the pastoral presence."
Yeah.
Right? But they wanted me to experience firsthand the beauty of God's creation, both in the country of Guatemala, where they were traveling to, but also the beauty of God's people, the church. And they wanted the young people in that church, their children, to have someone that they could relate to. And so they paid for me to go. And I went. I was excited to travel. I was nervous because I hadn't been to that part of the world. I was hopeful of all that God would have in store for us, and I went. And I served, and I got to help build cement walls at the Cornstalk School. Yep. I learned how to carry a brick, set it down properly, and spread the next layer of goop, which has a different name. Yeah. Mortar, yeah. Listen to you, you could go on that trip. Yeah. I got to talk to young people on that trip and ask them why they were there and what did it matter that we were doing this stuff. And I got to hold children and play with them at the orphanage. I got to visit with some of the oldest sisters that I've ever met who went there a long time ago and just never felt called to return home because there was too much to do. And I got to see the beauty of God's creation, both in the country and in the people. And I was renewed in the promises that these folks felt in serving Christ through the United Methodist Church. We didn't drop anyone through a roof. No. But we witnessed healing and love in new and beautiful ways because of the faith of those who went to serve, but mostly because of the faith of those whom we met when we were serving. I could share lots of experiences with you, but I'd rather hear yours. I think it's important to think about how God has called you to serve in places far, far away and places really, really close. It doesn't have to be Guatemala, but maybe it's the food pantry. Maybe it's WNC, or maybe it was when you were working with Food for Kids or the Hispanic ministry we do in this building. Maybe you got called to serve in your neighbor's yard. My mom always felt called to serve her neighbor by picking her weeds when she was gone on vacation, not when she was home. Yeah. Our calls to service are all different, and yet we are all still called. Mission is, or could be defined as, moving outwards and moving towards God. Our community's mission could be to feel how much we are sent after we experience the Lord's Supper in the body of Christ, and to know that Christ is waiting in the body that is beyond these walls. Perhaps this year, we will understand the gospel and our mission just as well as we have before, or even better, knowing that we are called not to judgment, but to provide hope. In the scripture it says, "For I was hungry and you gave me food, I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink, I was a stranger and you welcomed me, I was naked and you gave me clothing, I was sick and you took care of me, I was in prison and you visited me." Believers are ones who are able to demonstrate also their faith of Christ and demonstrate Christ's love for them by ministering to others who may have no one else to care for them. And sometimes that means we'll never learn their names. Today we talk about putting our faith in action. May you be blessed as you remember how God has called you, and may your call be renewed this day and always. Amen.